Do you have a sense of which environment? I mean, we were just talking about playing music at a protest or some kind of demonstration, but you've also had your work that you've been doing in schools. Do you have a sense of that it really made a difference, that you can see it working to change the world? Maybe this was the song that brought everybody together to stop the strip mining of this mountain or whatever. Or maybe it's the kid who went on to become something because of inspiration of your music. Do you have solid feels that all this work that you've been doing for so many decades has clearly borne fruit?
Yes, we do. In fact, that very last thing you mentioned is one, just one. We actually had a young fellow come up to us at an environmental conference. He and a couple of his friends, they feigned worship. They actually got down on their knees in front of us and started bowing to us. And we said, "Get out, this is ridiculous." And the one fellow pulled up his shirt sleeve and showed us where he'd actually had the turtle logo from the cover of our Living Planet CD tattooed on his upper arm. He had gone into environmental science as a pursuit and had become an environmentalist and environmental activist as a direct result of listening to our music. Okay, well, now there's something. And I'll tell you two stories. One is Pete. There's a song that we wrote some years ago based on the work of the great civil rights leader, Ella Baker. It's a song called Give Light. The first verse is her words, basically set to music. She said in an interview, I suppose, talking about her philosophy of organizing, she said, "Give light and people will find the way." So we set that to music. Well, when we had Pete Seeger record that with us, and he was in the studio with us in Woodstock, and after he was done recording his part for the song, he sort of took Terry and I back into the back room and said, "Come on, Greg, I want to take that song down." So we went back into the back room, and he took out his famous 12-string guitar and flipped it over for a desk. And then he took the lyric sheet, flipped that over, and then he dashed off five lines, and then five lines, and then five lines, and five lines again until he'd written a score on the blank score on the back page. This guy actually can take down a tune, you know, because he can actually do that. A lot of us folkies forget it, you know. We'll wait for the tape from the engineer. But Pete is going to take the song down by dictation. So he says, "Hum that tune for me." So we sit there, and we note by note, he painstakingly takes down the entire song by dictation. And I'm going, boy, this is it. You know, I'm thinking, I can die now. You know, I've lived to see my childhood idol, my childhood hero, taking my song down by dictation. It doesn't get much better than that in life.